What is a moment that changed your life?
When my father passed away.
How old was your father when he passed away?
He was 70 years old.
How did he die?
He died from cancer.
Do you know what kind of cancer?
He had pancreatic cancer.
Was it difficult for you and your mother to go through?
It was difficult for the whole family to go through.
Did you see your father often?
Well, I grew up the youngest child of four, and so Grandpa retired when he was 65 or 62, so he was home a lot. And so I spent the most time with him out of all my siblings, because when they were young, he used to travel for work. So I spent a lot of time with Grandpa, and he was a really, really nice and kind man. And he started not feeling well in May, and so I wasn't working at the time, and I started taking him to the doctor. He was losing weight rapidly, and we found out that he had pancreatic cancer, but by the time we found out, it had already spread to his liver. So they said that he had 6 months to live, but actually, we found out it was November, and he only lived 6 more weeks. So I was with him every day for 3 months, and the last 6 weeks, I certainly was with him every day, but I drove him everywhere, and I took him where he needed to be, and I went and I got him everything that he needed, and I went and got pajamas, smaller pajamas, because he lost a lot of weight, and I was with Grandpa all the time, and I used to talk to him and ask him questions, because he died very quickly, and he was a very intelligent man, and so I asked him about things that, you know, you would wonder about.
Were your siblings jealous of the time that you spent with him and how often you saw him?
I don't think that my siblings were jealous of me. I think that, you know, they were busy doing what they were doing. They were all living their lives and raising their families, and I was much younger, and, you know, I hadn't gotten married yet, or I hadn't even met your father at that point. So I didn't have any of you, and I was 29 years old.
Did your siblings come and see him often, or did they just, like, let him be?
No, of course they came, and they came and were with him and talked to him and saw him very often, and we spent a lot of time together. And I remember one time I asked your grandfather if there was one thing that he regrets not doing in his life, what would that be? And I found his answer to be incredibly interesting. He said he wished he were more Jewish.
Has that influenced your religious thoughts at all about Judaism?
Well, it made me aware of the fact that although I don't consider myself religious, I do consider myself a traditionalist in the sense that I really love the tradition of Judaism. And I knew that I wanted to pass that down to my children and influence them and teach them about it until they're old enough to make their own decisions and choices about what religion they would like to practice, if any at all. But it has impacted my life in the sense that I do still go to synagogue on the days that he went to synagogue, you know, on Yom Kippur and
Rosh Hashanah.
And, you know, I think that I do observe Judaism as much as I do on those days because of him. I think that I know that I observe Judaism to the extent that I do because of him. Because if it weren't for him, I would probably be Buddhist or something.